Hello and welcome to Die Woches van Hol. Who put that brown envelope there? What's that phone number on the top of it? Oh well.
Oh, I come from a nation what knows how to write a song. Oh, you're
Ireland 12 points, more like Denmark 12 points. Hello, welcome to the post-Eurovision Die Woches van Holland podcast. Basically, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through a few notes that I made about the contest, about the final, and then we're just going to kind of talk about some issues that came out of the final. I'm going to say from the outset now, I'm not going to sit here and bore you with, oh look, jury voting, televote voting, blah blah blah, oh look what the EBU's given us. What the EBU unfortunately have given us is one set of apples and another set of turnips. They mean nothing. You can't, it's an average of an average of an average. And so although they look nice and kind of have a lovely kind of feel to them, it means absolutely nothing. And what we actually need is just a big table of, this is how all the juries voted, this is how all the televotes voted, this is how we combine them, there you go. End of. So I'm not going to go there. So Eurovision was just under 2 weeks ago. And basically all the talking had to stop and all the doing had to happen. Basically we had lovely Petra in charge. And she did it quite well. I found it quite humorous. Especially that middle bit where she had a Swedish kind of, what was it called? I can't remember. Yeah. The look at how wonderful we Swedish people are. Even the men who have no titties look after the kids. I like that one. I thought the whole presentation itself was a bit, you know, kind of low key, but, you know, she had full control over the whole thing. Eric Sada, on the other hand, no. That's all we're going to say. I think the only duff bit of the presentation, I think, and I don't know whose fault this was, but when they announced the winner before the vote, we all knew, I suppose, anyway, we all knew, and I think it was a good idea to her to get from where she was to the actual arena. Actually saved a bit of time, but it did feel a bit kind of artificial. And for a moment, I thought they weren't going to go to the other countries. But there you go. So let's quickly go through all the countries and I'll go through some notes that I found. So first we had France, who came 23rd. I have to say, visually, there were some very strange close-ups in the first part of the song, which I didn't think quite worked. The background was a bit Baku 2012. It was that kind of fire, kind of artistic fire. Really. So it kind of felt familiar. She really didn't come alive until she went a bit mad and a bit freeform. Possibly a bit too mad and freeform for Eurovision. However, I will give her props. She was on point. She was belting it out. I actually quite like Amandine now. She's quite cool. Next, we had Lithuania, 22nd. Andreas kind of grown into the part, the brows, and got a bit tame by Saturday night. It wasn't funny anymore. Of course, we also had the sight of the belly when he lifted up his arms, which may have got a few people excited. Another thing kind of visually was there was a blurry bit during the instrumental bit after the first chorus, which I don't think worked. It looks a bit weird. And the ending is always a bit weak. But I like the way he was like, thank you, Europe, we are one. It's like, you're a message. hey, you've got the corporate thing. You've got the corporate gig. So, yeah, I quite like that. Then we had Moldova, who came in a reasonable 11th. Was the most visually memorable of all the songs. However, I think that the visual of the dress took over everything else. Nobody cared about Pasha Parfeni on the piano because we couldn't see him. The three poor dancers who were doing a really good job, no one saw you. A, because her dress was in the way, and B, and this is a meme, a bit of a trope I found this year. Dark lighting, very bad lit, just kind of lit on her, but you want to see the whole show and you couldn't, unfortunately. She also had a slight mistake during chorus one. I don't know whether she caught her breath funny or something. However, if you didn't know the song, I don't know if you'd have picked up on it. Obviously, the lift at the end worked really well. Although the dress was good, I would have liked it to be even more colourful, even more kind of thunder, lightning, fire. It seemed a bit red most of the time. So I would like that to change. Then we had Finland. Oh, came 24th. Part of me quite happy about that. It was a very slick show. However, possibly it was so slick, the humour and the warmth didn't come across. It was a bit calculated. It was a bit too good. That maybe it just... I think maybe it didn't come off as tongue-in-cheek and may even have come off to some people as a little bit tacky, a bit frantic. We know there have been a bit of bad press about it. Oh, she's going to kiss a girl. Maybe some of that rubbed off on. I don't think so. But it did feel a bit like a Eurovision in-joke. You know, no one else outside the Eurovision sphere understood that song. Therefore, they didn't vote for it. Talking about not voting for it, next is Spain. Second last. Should have been last. Should have been last. Oh, my goodness. Her hair. What was she... That fringe and that kind of... those bits at the front tied back. It made her look really old. Which was a shame because her dress was lovely. I loved that yellow colour. It really suited her. If she'd just had her hair down a bit like Claudia Winkleman or something, she might have felt a bit more free. However, of course, not just that her hair was awful. She could not get that tune. She was out of tune. She was not singing the proper tune of the song. Although, again, if you were not a Eurovision fan, you would have noticed that. She got better in the chorus. I liked the way she did come down to the satellite stage and do that kind of floaty thing with the changing colour condom thing. I quite like that, although they should have made a bigger deal of it. I've made one note here, which I'm not quite sure it is good or bad, but I've written here, felt strangely not Spanish. And it didn't. It was in Spanish. But you could have had that in any language and it could have been... You kind of expect certain countries to have certain types of song. And I expect something from Spain, something either a dramatic ballad or something that's kind of like a fun party song. This was neither. And it was a bit, meh. And so, going on to party songs. Hey, Belgium! A magnificent 12th. Magnificent there from Roberto Bellarossa. So much so, I even voted for him. Who'd have thought me voting for Belgium? No, that's not a surprise. Me voting for Wallonian Belgium. That's unheard of. All I've written here in two words, in capitals, epic dancers. Corbla, I now know who they are. And they are magnificent. I can't remember their names. I will find it during the next song. I'll find out their names for you. But he just grew in confidence through the week. And you could see that. I didn't quite like the names on the back. The words on the back didn't quite work for me. A couple of things. One thing in particular that you might not have noticed was... Everyone was looking at the choreography that the dancers were doing. I don't know whether you noticed, but the backing singers were actually copying the dance, especially the bit where they put their arm up, their arm down, and then do the kind of teapot dance with their arm. The backing singers were doing exactly the same. One thing I'd really like to see might not exist. But you know what I'd really like is one big wide shot from beginning to end of that performance. Because I think that performance is the kind of song that would have worked better in the hall because you could see the whole thing rather than close-ups of this, that, there, here, where, change, round, woo! You've kind of got essences of little things. But as I think a whole show, having a static camera might have worked really well. So if that exists, please tell me. Then we have Estonia. They weren't last! They came 20th with 19 points. The black and white start was a nice touch, but the kind of move into colour just didn't work. They should have either stayed all the way in black and white until the big yeah in it, right near the end. So it made like a really umph moment. The dress was awful. You know, she looked 19 months pregnant, not 5. You know, you feared for her safety. Also, the backing singers were very low in the mix. They might as well not have been there. Really. And I kind of felt the whole kind of moving from the satellite to the other stage kind of worked quite well, but was a bit superfluous. pardon me. Too much dry ice there. And then we go on to Belarus. 48 points, came in 16th. Won't be happy with that. Now, I have to say, when lovely Aliona came out of the glitter ball, one question came into my mind. Oh my God, it's a man. Is it a drag queen? Is she really a man? And actually, I've seen the performance several times. I tell you, I'm still not convinced it's a woman. Bad shoes, awful shoes. Oh, she couldn't dance in them, poor thing. Talking about the glitter ball, she kind of got out the glitter ball. They kind of ended on the glitter ball. They could have done a bit more with it, I think. Really, I think they could have done some choreography around it, or it could have like lifted up into the sky or something. I don't know. The background didn't work. It was too dark. Again, I think what should have happened is that the background should have been reds and greens like the Belarus flag. If you watch the very beginning of that show, you get a aerial shot of the whole arena, and the little condom balls are all flashing red and green, and it looked magnificent. And then he went, oh, it's not red and green. Oh. And of course, because the poor girl couldn't dance, the last minute and a half was just heavy breathing. It was like a dodgy booty call, really. And it then started getting really repetitive. I mean, it felt like they did the last chorus about five times, like it was on a bad record that was kind of skipping. So I think that they'll be quite disappointed with that one. And then we have a top 10 performance from Malta. With 20 points came 8th. Eggs and Gammon, Poor Rhiannon, the Ken's Bad Wind. If you have not heard the Ken Shuttleworth song, go and find it. It's exactly the same. They too had the words on the back like Belgium. However, it worked a lot better. It was a bit tongue-in-cheek. It was kind of the fonts changed, and that, it kind of worked as a bit of a sing-along type thing. Also, Gianluca really fed off the crowd. And it was really like a symbiotic thing. They fed off him, he fed off them. It was a really consistent performance, except for the very end, when he kind of forgot to go back on the bench and ran out of breath. Poor Rhiannon and Ken's Bad Wind. Talking about bad wind. Or should I say bad balls? Russia. 5th place, 174 points. Totally overrated. They probably won't be very happy with it, but they should be. One comment made was that her performance was very breathy. You could hear her. I don't know whether that was nerves. I don't know whether that was on purpose. I don't know whether that. I don't know. I don't like. Didn't like it. The dress, however, didn't win the Barbara Dex Award. I'm sure it must have been up there somewhere. Made her look very frumpy, made her look very old, made her look very old-fashioned, didn't really do. And as I said, the bad ball thing, the ball motif really didn't make sense. Not even when they threw the balls into the audience, it didn't make sense. Even with the light-up armbands, it didn't make sense. It was all very kind of underwhelming and nothing new. And then when the backing singers came out and made a line and all started going yes to each other and holding hands, it was just pathetic. Talking of pathetic, shocker of the night was Germany. One of the big favourites at the beginning of the contest. Came in a very lowly 21st place with only 18 points. Now, there were I think, first of all, she didn't perform as well as maybe we thought she was going to. The first minute or so, she was out of time, especially with the bit where there's no backing. She became very much out of time, and that wasn't good. Number two, I couldn't see where her fake tan ended and her skirt started. It was all kind of that brown. It was like, I'm sponsored by Towie. It was an awful colour of a dress. I almost wished she'd have had her bad corset on again. You know, at least you felt like she'd feel a bit normal. Far too many camera wide shots. And actually, you couldn't see anything except for lights and pyros. You couldn't see her. You couldn't see anything. And especially when she got down from her little platform, it was a bit, I've used the word stompy. It was a bit kind of, like she was trying too hard, and it just, unfortunately for her, it just didn't work. Which is a shame, I think, because everyone thought it was going to do so well. But then again, I suppose if you start off high, you can only go one way, and that's down. Next up, we have Armenia, one of my favourites. 18th, 41 points. I thought Gore's vocals were really good. However, he did some very odd kind of facial experiments, going from the kind of vacant look to the kind of screwed up face kind of thing. And then he'd start like miming the song with his arms, and it just didn't work. The band itself didn't really look like a band. They were all a bit mismatched. I almost wanted them to be a bit more uniform, not so much in the Takasa sense, in a uniform, but they needed something, whether they all had a certain, like, orange scarf around them, or they all had glasses, or they all had something, just to kind of make them look a bit more, I don't know, together. And the other thing was so many pyros. And not just lots of pyros, but lots of pyros in the wrong places, really. Didn't really happen, didn't really work. And then we have the Netherlands. They finally got through to the final. Yay! And they came a brilliant ninth, 114 points. Anouk and the Dutch delegation should be feeling really pleased with themselves. And especially her, because she was the one who put her guts on the line. She was the one who stepped up to the plate. The Dutch kind of TV people just said, okay, you can do what you like. Which I suppose is putting a lot of faith in somebody. But also, Tros have not really done anything like that. They've always tried to have the kind of contest, you know, their own little song festival. So, well done for that. There were lots of very simple face shots, just watching her sing. It's quite nice and plain. And one thing I did like is when they did have her full-length shots, she was in black, and the background was quite dark, but you could see the people behind waving their coloured flags in time with the music, and there was something quite kind of magical about it, that she was quite dark. It's a very dark song, but you had this kind of swathe of colour just beneath her feet, like a sea. And it just felt really like together. The background changed just at the right time, and the backing singers were really, really good. Although they were pushed off kind of to the back, at least they did get a bit of TV time. Right, what song's that then? I've forgotten which one I'm up to. Right, that's 13, so we'll stop halfway. Whoa, right, we've got the best ones to come as well. Right, we're going to have a little tune here. Just like Irlande de 12 points. Block vote, shock vote, gives you 12 today. This one has something of meaning to it. This is bricks.
Når regnen bare siler ned, så har jeg tændt for Color TV. Humphrey Bogart og Bjørn fra Wimbledon. Jeg har det hele på videobånd. Susanne rejste hjem i går, hjem til sin mor i Klampenborg. Alt det TV har gjort en splitt og gal. Hun siger jeg ikke er helt normal. Video, 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 den kører nat og dag. Video, 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 når jeg skal slappe af. Bare tryk på knappen, ja, så er der gang i kassen.
Video, video. Ah, yes, there's been a few videos put out lately, haven't there? I shall talk about those maybe a little bit later. Right, so we've done the top half of Eurovision. Let's get on with the bottom half. So, number 14 on the night was Romania, Cesar, who came a very lowly 13th. I've talked a lot about lighting. This song was so badly lit. It was such a dark show. You could barely see what was going on. You couldn't see any of the dancers. You couldn't really understand what the red cloth was about. You couldn't see the kind of big reveal of the kind of frizzy haired thing because it was so dark. It really hacked me off. It did feel like such a parody. It felt contrived. It felt really false. The platform trick. But Moldova did it so much better. It was just, they shouldn't really have bothered, to be honest. Very disappointing by Romania. I think they should feel quite disappointed. I think the song and Cesar are better than that. Whoever set up that show needs sacking. Next, we have the UK. Last year they came second last. We didn't come second last this time. Woo! 19th. Whoa, a one at the start. I suppose that's progress, isn't it? Bonnie, true professional, but she was very nervous. You could tell she was very shaky at the start. And as the song progressed, you got to see that the backing vocals were very high in the mix. Obviously, being a lady of a certain age, she had this soft focus thing, kind of Dallas Dynasty effect throughout, which I don't really think was needed. The background was very dark, and that didn't work because most of the band were in dark outfits. And so it would have been better if it had been a kind of a light white or even like a light grey background, so that you could contrast the black outfits. The lift at the end was magnificent because no one else used it. I don't know how she got away with that. I'd like to know. However, I think the lift would have worked better if she had been there all the time. Like, out of the blue, woo! There she goes. Whilst the kind of run down and, oh, she's going to do something while she's there. You know, you could almost see what was coming. But not bad. Not great, but not bad. And then Sweden. A disappointing 14th for Mr. Hjernberg. 62 points. I think what happened here was overthinking. I think a lot of delegations did this year. The little kind of coney type platform didn't work. The new outfit didn't work. I loved the dancers. I loved the backing singers. It did feel like a coherent thing, but it just felt really cramped. That platform kind of stymied everybody. And I didn't like it. One thing I did think was that I was surprised that the two backing singers didn't have headset microphones. Just because I then think they could have done exactly what they did. I wouldn't have asked them to do like big dance routines or anything, but I think they might have blended in a little bit better and felt a bit freer rather than having a mic in their hand. I don't know. It did lose a lot of movement and it did feel very stifled and constricted, although Robin, you know, he belted it out. On the opposite of belting it out, we have Hungary. The surprise package, I have to say, this year, coming in 10th with 84 points. So surprising. I voted for this one as well. If somebody had said to me a couple of months ago, you're going to vote for Hungary in the final, I would have said, get out of it. And I did. I have to just say, this whole thing worked. I don't know how. I don't know why. I think because you had the guy with the guitar, and then you had him who was kind of hipster and kind of a bit too cool for school and a bit kind of introverted, and then you have her who's kind of a bit more extrovert, a bit more smiley. But I have to say, it was the background film. I've said this from day one, that background film is amazing. It was perfect. It made the colours made it so stand out, and it was quieter. And I think that kind of worked as well, because you had like the build up through the verse and the chorus, and then it went to the dum 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 dum, and you could hear the audience cheering, and I think that made it a lot more prominent. Oh, they like it. Oh, so I like it as well. Maybe as well, because he didn't have a funny costume, because he just looked normal in a jacket and jeans and, you know, and his mate was there with his guitar and his other mate was there just like singing along. It felt a bit like normal. It was like, oh, he looks like me. He reminds me of my friends. I'll vote for him. Maybe, I don't know. And then the winner, Denmark, 281 points. It got a huge cheer at the start. It was obviously a favourite in the hall. And I think that transmitted itself not only to Emily, but to the viewing audience at home. She was vocally very good. Really, it's not exactly the harder song to sing, except for the "What's come between us has come between us," that bit. I can't do that bit because I've got a very low voice. I also thought it was very clever that the camera shots here, because you had lots of camera shots that were long shots that then swooped in, or were in and then swooped out. And obviously you got the huge ticker tape and firework curtain ending. I know there was a lot of criticism about this, saying, oh, they've given Denmark a firework curtain, oh, they've given them ticker tape, oh, SVT want them to win. In fairness to the Danish delegation, isn't that what they did at Melody Grand Prix? At the Dansk Grand Prix? Isn't that what they did? Just exactly the same? You know? So actually, just doing the same thing, they get criticised for it. You know, they didn't criticise Russia. Oh, they've given them armbands. Oh, Bonnie Tyler's got a lift. Oh, you know, Moldova's got a funny dress. That, they didn't criticise them, but she does. Hmm. But I just kind of thought it did deserve to win, actually. And I liked it. Hmm, yes. So, next, Iceland. Yay! My other favourite. Came in 17th with 47 points. I liked the way he started with his back to the audience, so you could see the audience and him. It was quite a nice start, and kind of shown him being kind of solitary yet not solitary. It was such a confident and such a flawless delivery with that huge note about three quarters of the way. Ali, I'm just going on. I also really liked the backing singers who walked up from like the dip. That was very good. However, RUV didn't quite listen to me because they did have like the background, but they should have made it much more brighter. A bit like Alexander Rybak type background, rather than very dark. I think that was a bit of a shame. But, yeah, pleased with that. Next up was Azerbaijan. Came in second with 234 points. Now, I mean, it's a well-known fact that I don't like this song, and it's also one that I don't like him. I don't like him as a singer. I don't like the way he looks. I don't like the way he was presented on stage either. Okay, the man in the box idea was very clever. And I know the Eurovision fans had a couple of weeks to kind of digest it and understand the whole kind of psychology of what the man in the box meant and what the red woman meant. But you know what? Somebody just turning up at home with a beer in their hand, watching this on Saturday night, would they have understood what the hell was going on? No, they would not. It's like there's a man in a box doing what he's doing. Anyone could do that. I could do that at home. You know? Also, the backing singers were very high in the mix. Not that you could see them very much. I just think it's just a little bit... No, this should not have come second. Possibly if it had come fourth or fifth, I might have gone, yeah, but not second. I don't agree with that decision at all. Next, Greece, sixth place. I was a little bit disappointed because the outfits... I was hoping they were going to be a bit more outrageous, not just kind of plain black and white. And also the background was very black as well. And I think it could have been a bit more aggressive. I could kind of imagine kind of like the words coming off the screen. Alcohol, alcohol, alcohol is free kind of thing. Type of thing. And I did like the way they kept some of the memes from the video, especially with the moustache rubbing. I quite like that. Yes, so next was Ukraine. They came third, 214 points. I've described this as Celine Dion in a condom. Fat bastard brings her on. I think that tells you everything you need to know, really. I liked the way the backing singers kind of rose up, but then you didn't see them because they weren't lit. Zlata, although she is an amazing vocalist, and she is an amazing looking woman. It felt so choreographed. Every little kind of hand movement, every little nod of her head, every kind of bend of her knees, every kind of little movement seemed so contrived and overdone and overthought that it just didn't feel any oomph behind. There was no meaning behind it. It was just, I put my hand here and then I look surprised and I look over here and then I kind of have a sweet face and I do this because it'll get me points. Yes. Now, next up was Italy. Italy had a very, I think Marco had an uncomfortable jury final, should we say? Had to free himself a few times. I don't know whether that kind of put him off for the televote final, because he just looked for about the first half of the song so uncomfortable. He seemed afraid to move. He kind of put his hands up on the kind of mic stand and then felt like he had to put it down again, kind of like he'd been told, you don't dare do that. His voice did seem very croaky and seemed quite vibrato-y more than normal. I don't know whether that's nerves or whether that was just the mood he was in, but it just felt a bit weird. I've also put the note, did he fall in a hedge beforehand and not have a comb? Because his hair was a bit all over the place, I have to say. And another background issue. The background was almost the same colour as his suit. Which is pointless. And also, there was a pointless walk to the satellite stage. He just kind of walked up there. There's lots of skipping. He should have just stayed there. I actually felt sorry for the poor guy, because it almost felt like he'd been told to do this, this and this, and not do this, this and this. And he kind of got a bit scared. And he was kind of damned if he did, damned if he didn't. But he did all right. Next was Norway, coming in fourth with 191 points. Yay! It was visually very different to everything else on offer. And also, the song was very different to anything else on offer. I feel like a lot of the songs that I've talked about today, the kind of choreography of the whole, you know, even just the walking was too thought through. And I felt during the first part of them, there was too much armography. You know, it didn't feel here. Also, another bad shoe alert. She looked like she had, like, white calipers on. Like she'd suddenly had a bout of polio. It just, she should have just had some nice little simple Essex stilettos. They would have worked fine. And I have to say, although there was too much armography, when she kind of freed up and just started jiggling around by herself, that looked so much like she was enjoying herself. It's like, this is the bit I'm doing to show you I can do, and I'm just going to enjoy myself. So they kind of balanced each other out, I guess. Flop. Another flop was Georgia, 15th. This was another one of the big favourites. I've written here that vocally they were very good, but you cannot buy chemistry. And although they tried, they had no chemistry. They had their hands in the right place and they'd look to the right way and they would move themselves in a good way, but it just felt false. Also, poor Noddy just looked like he just picked something up from the Undertakers. And she, Sophie, looked like her dress made her look like I don't know, she had a bustle on the back and a huge bustle at the front. It would have been nice if they'd had some kind of outfit which kind of matched or kind of were totally opposite, so that when they came together, it kind of made sense. Huge air jets and fire curtains. And of course they did the whole bent leg, back lunge, which just looked forced and frankly precarious. And then finally, last but not least, and he was last, unfortunately, was Ryan Dolan from Ireland. Only got 5 points, coming in last. Now, one of the reasons why this did so badly is because he had a dreadful jury final, and that did pull him down in the votes, unfortunately. The other thing that really put me off was the kind of leather look. He kind of had the white t-shirt and the kind of trousers. He did look a bit like a young Simon Cowell, which is never going to get your votes. You really like the use of the satellite stage for the dancers at the beginning, because you had those in near to you and you could see the whole stage in the background. That really worked. Good colour changes throughout for the different segments, but again, it just looked dark. And it would have been nice to see Ryan just moving about a little bit more. Not necessarily dancing, but just kind of being into it a bit more. And there were lots of flags waving, which was really nice for him. And so, that kind of concludes our Eurovision look back for this year. Now we're just going to take a little break, a little song. And then we're going to talk about maybe where Eurovision needs to go next. In particular, the juries. A lot of people not happy with how the juries voted. I think I might have come up with a solution. But firstly, here's another relevant song from Schmetterling.
Music is love for you.
The Schmetterlinge there from Austria, all the way back in 1977. Right, so one of the main talking points has been the fact that the jury vote and the telly vote don't seem to match up. Duh! Obviously, there have been allegations made about fixing televoting due to videos that have been leaked onto the internet and strange patterns of voting which seem to carry on year after year. You can't really control the televote. The televote is what it is, and you can't really prove anything that somebody's fixing it. You know, it might just be some individuals who are saying, vote for this country. It might not be a state-run thing. So it's really difficult to kind of monitor that. When it comes to the jury vote, though, the fact is that the jury, as it works at the moment, doesn't work. As it stands, what the jury is five musical professionals of that country, or representative of that country, basically judge the songs. And actually, that's quite a large percentage, because that means each judge has 20% control of their share of the vote, which is quite disproportionate. I have kind of heard people saying about different ways of doing things and how the jury should be, I've come up with two possibilities. The first possibility probably can't happen. I'll tell you why in a minute. The second one, though, could be quite controversial, but does have precedence. The first thing is I thought, right, let's go back in history. And I went on Web Finals, the National Finals website. And I just picked a random year. It just so happened I picked 1989. And I went through all the National Finals of 1989 that we know of. And nearly all of them are televotes of some kind, where the country is split up into regions, and then those regions give X amount of points, and then they have a winner. Sometimes it's kind of six. So I know, for example, Israel was split up into six parts. Portugal, however, was split up into 22 parts. Ireland, however, basically had 12 people, just 12 random people of the public, and they were deemed representative of Ireland, I guess, or maybe not. They might have been, it doesn't say, they might have been 12 music professionals. It doesn't actually say on the website. And they then voted for their best song. Germany, however, their version was slightly different. Theirs was done by total televoting. And I thought to myself, I'm sure they didn't used to do televoting all the time. And then I went back through the German finals. Basically what they used to do is sometimes it was 1,000 and sometimes it was 500. They would make a representative audience of those people. So, for example, if they had 1,000 people and they'd say, right, German statistics show that 52% of people are women. So they make sure that they had 520 women and then the rest men. And then they'd say something like, I guess, I don't know, I'm just getting here. Out of those 520 women, 40% of them are under 40. So they'd make sure that out of those 520 women, 40% of them were under, or I would guess, they may well not have taken that into account. They might have taken race into account. They might have taken you know, kind of social standing into account. They might have taken how much you earn as a representative. I don't know. That kind of sounds a bit more fair, because if you have 1,000, it kind of widens the pool, but it also shortens the pool, because the more people you have, the more likely you are to get to a real answer. Wasn't there like a Darren Brown? Oh yeah, it was when he did the lottery and he asked people to guess, and actually he found the more you get to a point where if you ask people what they think the numbers are going to be, the averages kind of work themselves out, and actually you find that you can guess it better. I think it was something like that. Now, obviously, that's really good, because that could happen in the UK, that could happen in Italy, that could happen in Moldova, that could happen in France, that could happen in some... Oh, no, it can't work in San Marino. I mean, poor San Marino, they'd have to, like, imprison half the population. So that possibly couldn't work. However, I then came up with this really good solution, based on the world of ski jumping. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Squires, you've gone too far now. Where does Eurovision and ski jumping come together? Well, one of the things that I kind of noticed with the jury vote is that, obviously, because they are professionals, that they can be swayed one kind of... If they're slightly, how can I say, older, then kind of like those old-fashioned ballads they will be suited to. And if you've got, say, four people on your jury who are older, you kind of skew the vote. Just as if you had four people on the panel who were all under 20, then they would have all voted for Montenegro. And that would have skewed the vote. So I've come up with this fantastic solution. Every jury is made up of 16 people. Okay? 8 men, 8 women. Okay? Now, out of that 16, you then have 4 people under 25, 4 people between 25 and 40, or 50 possibly, 50, and then 4 people above 50, and then the other 4 people are your music industry people. So you've got a range of age, you've got a range of sex, you've got a range of people who are men on the street, and those who know what they're talking about. Right, what you do is you keep the voting system just like this year. And then what you do is, so say for example, semi-final 1, Austria comes up, okay? And then what happens is everybody puts their vote down for Austria. We watch all of them, and it's all right, Austria. And then everybody says what place they put them in. And then what you do is you put them in order. So I put them in first place, second, fifth, 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 ninth, whatever, in order. And then what you do is you do what they do in ski jumping. In ski jumping, you have 5 judges. They get rid of the top score and they get rid of the bottom score, so that the middle scores count, so that they kind of... So that if somebody scores too low and scores too high, you get rid of them. So what you do is you get rid of the 3 top votes and the 3 bottom votes, and then you add up the 10 in the middle. That's it. That works. I mean, don't know if it will work, but it works for me. I think that's a kind of good idea. Because then it kind of, it widens the range, but then it also shortens the range, because it kind of gets rid of those. I mean, if everybody voted, say for example, Austria, if everyone voted, or a lot of people voted Austria as their number one place, then they would have 1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-4-5. You'd still only get rid of 3 ones, which would still leave them with plenty of ones to counteract anything at the other end. I think that kind of work. Yeah, so Mr. Olasand, if you want to pay me any money for using that method, then you can do. Anyway, there will be another podcast in a couple of weeks' time. And we'll be getting back to the theme-based ones. If you've got any themes or anything you'd like to say, you can tweet us at DVVHolland, or you can Facebook at the same thing, facebook.com/DVVHolland. We are always encouraged by what you have to say about everything. I know today's podcast was a bit wordy, but I had a lot to say, and it needed getting out there. If you disagree or agree with what I have to say, or if you think my idea for a ski jumping based jury system, or there's a few juries I'd like to see jump off something, then tweet Mr. Olasand, say Mrs. Forky's got the greatest idea ever. Hashtag MILF. Well, no, don't say hashtag MILF, but hashtag Eric Sada is a MILF. Yeah. yay. So, anyway, I'll see you in a couple of weeks' time. And between now and then, well, it's a long time, but it's still got to be Happy Eurovision!
Schau auf dein Leben, was hat zerbricht das Eis.